shine the light on mental health.
So we are coming down to the end here, yes. And we have our cleanup hitter batting fourth in the lineup.
Yes.
We actually changed the lineup so Miss Catherine Gaskin could be the last one here. And she, I think she was nervous, but I don't think she needs to be nervous.
Right.
Clean batting cleanup. So Miss Catherine Gaskin, it is a pleasure to be here, to be in support and of healthy Adams County. And we want to say thank you for allowing us to be a part of this.
Thank you so much.
I think this is great exposure for us. This is great exposure for mental health. This is great exposure for the farmers market. You got the headset.
Gotta put that on.
Yeah, it makes
sorry.
It makes it legit, right?
Right.
But So I don't know, and I didn't know until Anthony and I started getting involved about Healthy Adams County. Let us know. Give us a little backstory about Healthy Adams County.
Yes.
So first of all, thank you for having me here. I'm happy to wrap things up a little bit. So Healthy Adams County is, we've been in the community about over 25 years, and we're a community health partnership, and we work on different health needs in the community. We do a health assessment, and then based on the results of that, we look at developing committees, task forces, that type of thing to work on those issues. And our behavioral health task force is the one that planned today's event, just to bring some awareness about mental health and mental wellness in the community. The behavioral health task force has been around about 20 years. And we've done different events and things just to bring awareness to that topic. So.
Awesome, awesome.
Why is mental health important to you?
So personally, I have a brother who has schizophrenia.
Gotcha.
And known that since I've been in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. He got diagnosed and just been through so many different changes, and working with the mental health system has a lot of challenges, and the amount of support that he has needed over the years has been significant.
Right.
He's in his 60s now and doing well, you know, so, that's my personal motivation.
Gotcha.
To, you know, have that focus on mental health. And in the community, we know it's such a huge issue. I think it is everywhere, but and then during COVID, I think it was exacerbated because people were in their homes, living together 24 hours a day.
Yep.
So that, you know, obviously, you know, people needed more help after they started coming out again. And we saw an increase in the number of people looking for help. So that would be, you know, I think we really still need to focus on it as much as we can.
Absolutely. That was one of the things that we stressed at the beginning of the podcast was COVID changed a lot of things.
It did.
And I think COVID, as much as things changed with COVID, I think it actually brought a realization that mental health is highly prevalent. And maybe COVID wouldn't have brought that out, but it has definitely brought things to the forefront. My question to you is, how many people are a part of this Healthy Adams County network or group?
So the whole organization. We have, I would say, people that we email out to and talk with, I would say around 1,000 people.
Wow.
Now, people that are involved in our groups, like our Behavioral Health Task Force, I think we have about 25 different organizations that come to the table. And we're starting to see more because I think there was a lot of organizations that used to have committees that worked on mental health and tried to address it. But we've seen a decline in that. And I think people are now starting to come to our group as a way of getting their messages out and being able to work together. So that's been helpful. And we've continued to work on Zoom and tried to have some in-person meetings, but that has drawn in like the veterans groups that are in Lebanon, so they're able to attend the meetings, and they were able to come today as well. So that's opened up some doors that we didn't have before, which was another benefit of COVID, I think.
Yep.
But yeah, so each of our groups, you know, has a good number of people working on the different issues.
Do you think as a community we are doing the right things to help ourselves and others when it comes to mental health?
You know, I think it's difficult in a place like Adams County because the resources are fewer, and how to get the message out is sometimes difficult.
Indeed.
So I think the more ways that we can figure out the best ways to get those messages to the people that need them, the better.
Gotcha.
I'm still trying to figure that out. It's
one of those things with the resources, so we understand.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And luckily, I think the key for our task force is to bring those all those organizations to the table, because I'm learning new things all the time at the meetings of people that have things to offer. And it's just the better that we know who is here and able to help, the better we then can get those messages out.
Okay. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you mentioned the resources are fewer, and the questions go together. The resources are fewer. What more do you think needs to be done to create more awareness and for mental health and the concerns for it? I think today is a very good stepping stone, but what do you think needs to be done? Or what more could be done?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I think continuing to step up these types of events, getting it out into the community, because I've talked to people today, even going up to them and say, hey, we're having Mental Wellness Day, and they're kind of like, I don't need to talk about that. So it's just finding that way of becoming more welcoming about the topic, I think, because there's still that stigma, of having to deal with it. So I think the more that we get groups, friends, family to start talking about it with each other, the more we're going to open up and as a community to be able to deal with it. We offer the mental health first aid trainings and the question, persuade, refer trainings.
QPR.
For
we've
suicide.
Done that training.
I was about to say the QPR.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that training.
That's amazing. But offering those more in the community, we did get a grant, so we're going to be able to continue to offer those. And if people in the community are interested, it's a way of getting knowledge and being able to help each other. So I think the more we do that, the better as well.
That is why we created the podcast.
Exactly. I was due to was
for
that. That's exactly
that's
why
exact
we created the
reason why
podcast.
We created the podcast. And
exactly.
I think and we are trending. I won't say trending in the right direction, but we are working to create awareness and bring about it in a different way. So everyone doesn't have to feel like, I have mental health problems, I don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
But being open as, one, black males, two, being cool individuals, which I think that we are, being able to talk about it open and freely as we both do, because I'm not ashamed to say, like, hey, I've had
mental health issues.
Yeah. You know, like, I've gotten comfortable with that. So I think we are doing the right things, and I hope that we can continue to work with Healthy Adams Counties
Indeed.
And everyone that's a part of this coalition to create opportunities like this and to do other things and have you on the podcast and others on the podcast to kind of let people know, like, it's the, what was it that you always say? The line that you always say, that it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay to not
be okay.
It's okay to not be okay.
Okay. Absolutely.
That is true. It is okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
And Lawrence, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but Lawrence rushed out to me one day. He said, "Yo, I'm not okay today." And I texted him back, "What's going on?" And he just told me, "I'm just not okay." And it was okay for him to say that because it was a safe space for both of us. I was able to speak life into my brother and let him know that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're going through today, we're going to get through it. And we got through it. Then there was a day that I texted him the same thing. I didn't even have to text him. He actually messaged me.
Yeah, I did.
And was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm not. I'm going through it. Like, this is the problem. This is what I'm dealing with." And he was able to, talk me through that and get me through the situation I was going through. So I say that to say that it's okay not to be okay, but it's also okay to say, "Look, I'm going through something. What can I do? Is it something you can give me?" And it's not talking down on a person or trying to direct a person into what you think they should be doing, but it's more so giving insight to the issue that they're dealing with right now.
Right now, yeah.
And how can we fix it right now? And if we could get more people to do that, the stigma on mental health would be less of a stigma and more of an insight of helping each other. So.
And that's one of the other questions, too. What are some of the biggest challenges that our community faces, like, when it comes to mental health? What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that we face outside of outside of resources are fewer, mm-hmm. like what else do we face as challenges? And this goes down to diversity, locations, mm-hmm. and things like that. What do you think, as you've been a part of this coalition and finding out different things from others, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges?
Yeah, I mean, definitely mention of diversity is huge. I work with Jamie Bautista from WellSpan Health, and yep. her goal is to become a therapist so she can work with a population that speaks Spanish.
She's going for her master's right now.
She yeah. is. Yeah. So we definitely need more therapists that are able to communicate in different languages and also different cultures, mm-hmm. because we know not everybody comes from the same place exactly. and deals the same way with things. So that's definitely a need. Accessing services is huge here. Transportation is always an issue. How do you get to the services
exactly.
once you find them? So that's a challenge. Luckily, we have another coalition at home, Adams County, that in at home in Adams County that's working on transportation and housing.
Wow.
And that is itself too, is we have so many other what we call the social determinants of health that are affecting your mental health. You know, someone that doesn't have adequate housing is not going to feel as good, you know, maybe in depression and other things that go along with not having the right supports. So the more that we work together with other organizations to solve some of those, I think we'll see an easing up with mental health as well.
Yes, ma'am, indeed.
But those are the special challenges I think we have in Adams in dealing with those.
Were you going to go? Because I had another question.
No, go ahead.
So you mentioned housing as one of those challenges. Is there anything that Adams County is doing to circumvent the housing issues? And because several months ago, I sat in a meeting at Destination Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. I sat in a meeting there, and that was one of the issues that was brought up was housing. But I didn't know housing was an issue in Adams County. And I didn't know that housing contributed to mental health concerns in Adams County. So is there anything that they are doing to combat that concern?
So years ago, we actually convened a lot of different meetings and a health summit around housing with the county commissioners and some other key leaders, and we actually put together a coalition called At Home in Adams County. It actually falls under South Central Community Action Program. But we have there's about 8 different organizations that sit on the steering committee, which include Healthy Adams County, the Community Health Foundation, Adams County Community Foundation, the Housing Authority. So we're all working together to try to combat the lack of housing. So right now we have 3 different work groups: housing, transportation, and also looking at economics and making sure people have living wages, because that all kind of goes together.
Put down income.
Yeah. But we're actually going to be doing a advocacy push with local municipalities to try to get interest from them in making some zoning changes, possibly, to be able to build some more affordable housing in different settings. So more like townhomes, like they have at Misty Ridge, and some things that are easier for people to access. So that's the goal. So we are currently, you know, trying to work on that.
And where are you going next? Because I see you write something down. Going to that income, how has that played a part? Tony and I are individual, you know, business owners. So we're not working for anyone, you know, so we make our own money. But how has that played a part and contributed to some of the mental health issues here in the county?
Well, you know, we see that cycle. So if you're not making a living wage or able to contribute what you need to the income to, you know, make sure that you're surviving, yes, and then having that adequate housing, you're more than likely going to feel, you know, depressed and not being able to get out of that cycle. So that's bringing you down, you know, in the first place. So being able to address that housing and the economic piece, we're working with Adams Economic Alliance as part of that, So we have all the people at the table. It's just trying to move that forward and meet with municipalities and the county commissioners and those that can actually make those changes to try to be able to combat some of those things in the community. But they're difficult things to move, so it takes longer than you wanted to. But I feel like at least we're starting that process and we're beginning to get some traction.
Yeah.
So anybody's welcome to come to those work groups. You can check it. There's a website for At Home in Adams County. You can get involved. We do have active working groups now that are meeting. We go to the COG, the county government's meeting, monthly to make sure that we're there and having our voices heard, encouraging people to go to their local municipalities as part of, they live in that community, making your voice heard about affordable housing and those types of things, because most people don't go to their township meetings or, and get involved. So we encourage people to do that.
And I'm glad you spoke on that. A lot of people don't know, Lawrence spoke of, we did the QPR training. There are a lot of things within our community that are trainings and things like what she just spoke of that you can attend, town hall meetings and things like that, that help move the meter to things that needs to happen within our community. But it cannot happen if the community is not being involved. Because your voice matters, so we have to speak on these things within these town hall communities to get things moving forward the way we need those things to move forward. As she states, a lot of these issues that we deal with, they take time because it's always a process. And the ones that are getting the most attention are usually the ones that get picked first to, be taken care of. We want all these things to get attention, and the only way to do so is by showing up to these community meetings, doing these QPR trainings that geared towards, the knowledge of how to see somebody that's dealing with suicide, how to immediately know the signs there and things of that nature. So they have these within our community. Just look on your, Google, whatever you can, and find these things so we can get involved. And do what matters, and that's bringing awareness to mental health and taking the stigma off of mental health. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I want to compliment you on this shirt.
Yes.
Shine the light on mental health. Shine the light on mental health. And that is all that we are all trying to do is shine the light on mental health and create that awareness of the services that are involved. What are some of the mental health organizations that are part of the Healthy Adams County Coalition?
So we have PA Counseling, some of the larger centers, True North Wellness Services. We have the VA comes. They have a special unit that deals with suicide prevention for veterans. So they're a part of that. We have the Collaborating for Youth group. They have the Center for Families. They attend our meetings as well, because they have that focus on youth mental health, which then we can see that trend, coming up from the schools into an adult and how that transfers over. We have Gettysburg for Gun Sense. They're looking, I think you interviewed them earlier, about issues with gun safety for suicide. We have MHIDD, that work in Adams, MHIDD that attends. I could think of so many others.
No, you're doing a great job, because there's a lot. But I just want people to know that there's a coalition of a network of for mental health of different levels, different aspects of it. Just not like an adult, just not a kid, but all aspects of thank you, of mental health, whether all spectrums of it, whether it's an individual dealing with drug and alcohol, whether it's the other end of it, the spouse or significant other dealing with helping the person that's dealing with drug and alcohol. And we've interviewed a wide variety of individuals today regarding that, and we were hoping that we'd be able to get more, but I think we touched a little bit enough that people understand. Hopefully they understand that there's services that are available to us.
Yes.
And that we can use it, whether it's a man or a woman that's been abused. There's the YWCA, and then there's the Empowerment Center.
Yes.
That can help those individuals with those things. And those are all different levels of mental health. And sometimes people think mental health is just oh, my brain is not functioning right. No, it's not. It is. It's there's different aspects of it: drug and alcohol, abuse, and then Shonda White shared with us like the cell phone is yes. is it abuse the
yes,
social media
electronics social media. Yeah. Like it was a lot of things that we learned. It took, yeah. from today, so I'm glad we were able to be yeah. a part of this and
absolutely
and thank you so much. Yeah. We really appreciate it. So.
Definitely.
Hope to have continued conversations.
Indeed.
That.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Indeed. I believe, and you know, you are on the board and coalition. I believe we should have like a forum where it is it is us and everyone in a forum, and we're just having an open discussion,
right?
Just talking about
at
mental health and
I
how,
like
indeed.
And how like their services helps this service, and what we can do as a community to bring people together for mental health, especially because if we address it now, we can mm-hmm. help the youth who will be taking care of a lot of us.
A lot of us as we get older, indeed.
You know, and being able to address those issues, so you know, people feel comfortable with. Not being okay and knowing it's mm-hmm. okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something we can talk about another time.
I would love to. We did bring some actors in from York County at one time and did like little vignettes and then had discussion afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
It would.
And then have that discussion.
Yes, ma'am, indeed.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Indeed. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Catherine Gaskin, we thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You brought us home.
Yeah, you brought us home.